Good morning, Kingwood. No children's church. That means keep it short. Not my first rodeo, I understand. Okay, I thought about you last Sunday afternoon. I told you I was going to be in Iowa, and you never know what's going to happen when you're going to get a sermon story. So I'm on the plane trying to get home. And we're sitting at the gate, and they're trying to fix a part, and they had the plane turned off, so it's hot. And we're all just sitting there like cattle. And I had an aisle seat, and I realized there's a woman standing right beside me with a baby. And she's holding the baby, and the baby's fussy, and the baby's all red-faced and sweaty, and she's all red-faced and sweaty. We're all red-faced and sweaty. Some guy comes on the plane with one of those temperature things, you know, it has a red flashing light on it, which means it's very scientific. And he says, it's 94. So the aisle now is just full of moms and dads, too, with babies and children. There were a lot on this flight. So into that steps a true American hero, the captain. He steps out. He assesses the situation. He picks up the microphone. He says, this is completely unacceptable. It's too hot. He said, women and children first. I'm going to let y'all off this plane. We're going to let you out, get some air conditioning. We'll fix it, and then we'll reboard you later. But he said, let's let our women and children go first. And he stands at the front of the plane. I kid you not. He stands at the front of the plane. He raises his arms in the air, and he says, let the little children come to me. And simultaneously, there is laughter and a round of applause from everybody on that plane. Because we know we're getting off too, eventually. That does not surprise us in our culture, because you and I live in a culture where we just kind of take it for granted that Jesus loved children. Everybody loves children. Children are a high priority. Do you understand that in the first century it wasn't like that? I mean, people love children. They love their children, but children just weren't super important. Nobody was driving their sport utility chariot around with a baby on board sign on the back, or one of those bumper stickers that everybody has that says, my kid's an honor student at Jehoshaphat Middle School, or whatever. In the Greco-Roman world, people viewed children in a very kind of practical, utilitarian way. You had a lot of children, you hoped most of them were boys, because children were your labor force, mortality rates were high. It was just a different sort of value system. To us, it feels so natural. Of course, Jesus loved kids. Well, what does all this mean on a day like today for the Kingwood Church, for any church? Just three simple things. Let's just reiterate today that parents are the first disciples. We wouldn't have this story in the Gospels about Jesus with the children. We wouldn't have these stories if the parents hadn't initiated. This episode begins with children bringing, or people bringing their young children. By the way, Luke in Luke 18 says they're babies. So maybe we've got babies and toddlers too. People are bringing these very young, small children. It starts at home. These are family blessings we're doing today, not just baby blessings. Parents teach their children to pray, to read, to love Christian music, to come to Bible class, to not just send them to Bible class and to worship, but to bring them to Bible class and worship as a family. That starts at home. Parents shape daily practices and habits that point their families to God. Parents are planting seeds every single day, intentionally and unintentionally. Second, but the church has a role, don't we? And that's why we're doing this today. That's why we're making this a priority. In Mark 10, Jesus doesn't just bless the children privately. It's interesting to me that it happens really in front of a whole crowd of his disciples and a crowd of people. It was a community moment. So the picture here is really of the church, isn't it? This is the people of faith. This is the family of God. Parents raise children. And they're the first disciplers. They're the first blessers. But all of us help form and shape and grow the faith of these little boys and girls. And to welcome children, church, is to welcome Jesus. And if children aren't welcome, Jesus isn't welcome. We need to think about that. So when a Sunday school teacher tells a Bible story, in many cases for the millionth time, to a new group of kids, seeds are planted. When Carmen, by the way, you've got a great children's director. She's pretty awesome. I've been here long enough to figure that out. When Carmen asks for volunteers and teachers and workers and someone says, you know what, I can do that. Sign me up. Folks, that makes a difference. It makes a difference. When an older member remembers a child's name and calls them by name, that child learns something. I'm important here. People know me. When families with kids are welcome, even when there is crying and fussiness and noise and all the things that go along with kids, we're saying, you and your children have a place in this family. Some of us have raised our kids. And by the way, the scariness never stops, Cliff. Yeah, I assure you it doesn't. There's fear at every stage of life with your children. Some of us may never have children of our own, but one of the amazing miracles of church is how every one of us can be a spiritual developer, a spiritual grandparent, an aunt, an uncle to the children who are sitting here. Children's ministry, folks, listen to me. Children's ministry is not a department of the church. It is intentional faith formation by all of us. The future isn't out there. The future is here. We're welcoming the future. We're blessing the future today because the future is right here among us. Jesus says children are what it's all about. Children's ministry is not child care. It's faith development. And it begins when they're babies. Begins when they come into this world. And then finally, number three, and children remind us what it's all about. They remind us what faith looks like. Kids come into the world naturally, not with clenched fists, but with open hands, because they need things. The hands may be sticky, but they're open. That's one thing I love about children is they don't come to us with their portfolios and their resumes. Because they don't have anything. They don't earn our love. They receive it because we love them. And because we should love them. And because of who they are. They're gifts from God. And as somebody said earlier, they've been given to us. They've been entrusted to us, but ultimately they belong to our Heavenly Father. And so we just receive love. Isn't that how we all came to Jesus, by the way? Not because we were impressive or super lovable, but because we were needy. Seeing adoption pictures, people in a courtroom with children. Been there. Been to the orphanages. And I always think about how when God chose us, not as natural-born children, but as adopted children, He picked us not because we were the prettiest babies in the orphanage, because we had need and He loved us and He welcomed us anyway. So on a day when we bless our children, we're also remembering who we are as sons, as adopted sons and daughters of the King, of God, fully dependent upon His grace. And so I'm going to ask you today to say a pledge with me. I'm going to say the leader parts, you say the church parts. All right? Today we bless these children and these families, but we also make a commitment together as a church. We commit to pray for these children, to encourage their parents, to model faith in Jesus Christ, and to always welcome them as part of the family of God. Do we, the Kingwood Church, do we promise to walk with these children as they grow, showing them and their families the love of Christ? On this baby blessing, family blessing Sunday, Lord, we commit not only to love and pray for these families, but to walk with them. As a church, may we never hinder the kingdom's future. We commit to be a church that welcomes children like Jesus, supports parents, and lives in such a way that every child here grows up seeing and knowing and experiencing, this is my church. This is my family who loves me, and I matter here. And because they are my family, I know Jesus loves me. In His name we pray and say together,
amen. Amen. Stand.